You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Good morning to you.
Carol, we got Moda in the house in the second segment. It just makes me realize there really is a lot of cool stuff here in Atlanta that a lot of people don't spend enough time checking out.
I know. We've got, you know, we have a wealth of places to visit in Atlanta. You know, the High Museum, Atlanta Botanical Garden, Piedmont Park, World of Coke, Zoo Atlanta. I mean, when was the last time you went to any of them?
It's been a while. But there are some great stuff here. You know, you got to take advantage of that. So appreciative of you guys bringing some of these cool places to the show, because it builds awareness for not only us, but everybody else listening. So it's good stuff. We have a great show today. Say hello to our guest, Tim Shipsky, who's a managing partner with Core Home Builders, and Brian Milbritt, who's also a managing partner with Core. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Tim, let's start with you. Give us a quick rundown on you and your background.
Well, I started in this business actually with John Whelan Homes, switched from commercial, which I didn't enjoy that much, and started at John. As anyone who's been there would know, it's a great place to work, learn a little bit about. Been through my career with a couple of different guys, public builders and private builders. When the market kind of went south, Brian and I formed this company, and kind of a strange time to form a company, but you know, that's where we are now. We've got a great relationship and kind of a relationship that feeds off each other, and we've done very well, so we're moving along. Happy
good.
To be there.
Well, we'll go deep on Core in a minute. Brian, you're a return guest to the show, so it's good to see you again. Remind the audience about you.
I have been in the building business for about 34 years, worked for a few national home builders and a few local builders, and as Tim mentioned, we teamed up together just a few years ago and started Core Home Builders, and we're having a good time.
So tell us some more about Core. Where do you build? What do you build? How did you get started? You know, how old are you? All that.
Sure. We actually formed our company in late 2011. Started basically with pursuing investors to take advantage of an emerging market, even though it was a little scary at the time. We formed a plan to go to some investors, put together a potential opportunity. We found some lots, and some of it was investor-owned. Some of it was lots we presented. And we started with our first neighborhood in Duluth, a neighborhood called Baxley Ridge. A lot of success there. We're actually just now finishing out that phase that we started building in and starting a new phase. So exciting to see some development going on. We're developing 19 lots, the last phase of Baxley Ridge, which has been a great, great starter position for us. And then we have a neighborhood in Snellville called Brookwood Village. That's an exciting new neighborhood, Restart. And that is in the Brookwood School District, which is an excellent location to be in. And we have our third neighborhood, which is Villages at Huntcrest in the Lawrenceville area. And obviously, we've got a bunch of stuff on the table. It's an exciting time to pursue opportunities, and we've got plenty of them on the table. So these days, it's just about making those deals work and getting out there, really expanding our horizon.
Brian, you two guys have a wealth of experience in the building industry, given the background that you just shared with us. And I'm sure when you got together, you had a very clear idea what was going to make you different back in 2011 when you got started. Tell us what was going to make you different before you got started, and how's it panned out?
From being on the show previously with Breton Solutions, which we still have that company, we initially formed the company with operations in mind. We kind of grew it from there. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to Tim, because Tim has a great way of telling you how this whole thing came about.
Sure. We started this company from a very operationally driven focus. And we were both working together at a company previously, and they were very strong operationally. And so we had formed our company with a vision that we were going to go the opposite direction that most builders do. We were going to organize our system. We were going to put together a great operational piece, and then we were going to start building houses. Generally, that's not the way it's done in our business, and I've been with different kind of companies that do it different ways, but it is a real hard transition we knew to make, because we've been through it, to start building houses and then try to figure out how to organize yourself operationally. So we started from a position that we think very few builders ever start from. And we had some great ideas along with that about responsibility and, you know, environmentally and to our customers and to quality that we really wanted to push into our business. So in, you know, what we felt like was the right way to start a home building business, we planned it from where we want to be 10 years from now, where we want to be 5 years from now, and what we're going to do in the next couple of years to get there. You know, that's kind of how our company got formed.
Well, tell us some more about current communities in terms of home styles and prices and features, and are there any amenities?
Sure. In Duluth and Bachelor Ridge, as Tim mentioned, we finishing up the back phase and we're opening up the front phase. As far as the home styles, we have an eclectic collection of homes. There are porticoches, your traditional two stories, master down. They range in a price from in the 240s to the low threes. And as far as amenities go, that's a community that doesn't have an amenities package. Then you move over to our Brookwood Village community, in which we'll have about 80 lots there. There's a small mix of some alley entry homes, but mostly front entry homes on a smaller footprint. Those homes will range from the low twos into the mid twos. Moving into our Villages of Hunt Crest community, which is an infill community, a few lots left in there. The price point there is in the 290s to the low threes, more of your traditional two-story on slabs or two-story on basement homes. And Villages of Hunt Crest does have a small amenities package.
All right, we'll be back with Tim and Brian after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Tim Shipsky and Brian Milbritt, managing partners at Core Home Builders.
Gentlemen, I've got to believe that the home buyer of 2013 is a whole lot different than the home buyer of, say, 2007, 8. Talk a little bit about what those differences are and how you guys are responding to that demand.
Well, I think one of the major differences that we see is that people are viewing a home as a little bit different, not so much as an investment, as more as a place that they're going to spend a little bit more time in. Obviously, we were building houses back in the boom when things were a little ridiculous and people would generally didn't care as much about the specifics of the house because most people were thinking, this is a great market. I'm going to flip this in a couple of years and make myself some great money. So what we're seeing now is people looking for more of a quality home, things that appeal to them, things that they can live with for a long time, because I think the general idea of what a home is has shifted for a lot of people. So what we try to do is present a product that has both environmentally responsible products and a feeling that we care about the homeowner. And I'll give you a couple of minor examples. We've made some investment decisions to go with different products that our Zip system that we recently went to is probably one of the most effective examples of that. It's a product that basically seals the outside of a house totally. It's presented by the company Huber that it basically provides about a 9 to 10% reduction in your utility bills.
Wow.
It's a little bit of investment for us, but we sell that to our homeowners as a very green product and
save money too.
Oh yeah. Well, it does save money. Green is great. And but one of the things that we like to sell about it, it's not the investment that we make up front. It is a little bit easier for us, but a reduction in utility bills is a real hard concrete thing that you can tell somebody. We use all Hardy products on the exteriors. We sell that as a product that you're not going to have to maintain. So what we really try to focus on is we want products for our homeowners that they're going to be happy that we made that decision 10 years from now. And hopefully, when they're ready to buy another house, they're going to say, let's go back and find Core Home Builders again.
Well, I think it's so true that today's home buyers are looking for low maintenance.
Absolutely.
And they're definitely looking for energy efficiency. But, any thoughts or, what are they telling you they're looking for as far as interiors of their home? Anything new or different as far as floor plans or interior finishes?
Well, interestingly enough, the granite countertops are still very popular. And almost you can't get buy without having it. It really doesn't matter what price point you're in.
I want granite.
There you go.
and see, again, I'm not such an oddball after all.
You're normal.
But with the housing market coming out finally of such a long downturn, for quite a while when home buyers were looking, they had such a wide range of homes they could look at, foreclosures, resales, builders, spec inventory sitting there. And they could go out and shop and find just about anything they wanted at a price point. that they needed to be in. That has evaporated. A lot of that is gone now. And so what we are seeing is a little bit of the home size is starting to come down a little bit. The price points still are very competitive. So in order to for a buyer to accept a smaller home, that price point has to be very low. But there is that movement of that we thought would happen years ago of downsizing a little bit in the house. So square footage is still a premium, but it's coming down, and things like granite and cultured marble and different products for flooring. You know, hardwood floors are still very popular, but there are some alternatives coming out that can take those places.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to say it, but we're running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Core Home Builders?
Well, as always, you can visit our website at corehomebuilders.com. Feel free to call our office at any time. We'd love to answer questions and meet with anybody. Our office number is 770-831-9393. And of course, you can visit us at any of our communities. Love to have you.
Outstanding. Tim Shipsky and Brian Milbritt, managing partners with Core Home Builders. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Laura Flushi of Moda. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, this is a fun contest from Atlanta Real Estate Forum.
Oh, I know how creative you are with your contests.
Well, this is one that our show producer, Delaney Langston, helped to dream up, so I'll let her fill us in on some of the details.
So August is National Peach Month, and Georgia is famous for our peaches, so we want to celebrate that. So we want to see your peach state. Instagram us a photo of a peach in your backyard or your favorite spot in Georgia, and tag us at Atlanta RE Forum, and use the hashtag Peach State, and you'll be entered to win 2 adult passes to the zoo and the aquarium.
Oh, well, that's good. That's some good prizes there.
Okay, so it's got to have a peach in it?
Yes, because okay. We're celebrating National Peach Month and the fact that Georgia is the peach state.
And now there's some peachy pictures of Delaney up already that I took. Of course, she's not qualified to enter, but I entered her anyway.
All right, now is it a picture of a peach, or can you make like a peach cobbler and take a picture?
Ooh. You can make a peach cobbler, anything you want. You can get creative.
Okay. Now, I was thinking ice cream. I think ice cream needs to be involved.
Now, I think if you made a peach cobbler or you made peach ice cream and you
cobbler with peach ice cream.
And you sent some of it to, you know, the Atlanta Real Estate Forum producers, then you might kind of hedge your bets there.
So you're suggesting you can be
bribed?
I'm thinking for ice cream and peach cobbler, absolutely we can be bribed.
Outstanding. So Delaney, one more time, what's the Instagram handle they sent it to, and what's the hashtag?
It's at Atlanta RE Forum, and then you use the hashtag Peach State, and entries will be accepted through August 31st.
Okay, so you have to the end of August to enter.
Yes.
And when will the drawing be?
It will be on Monday, September 2nd.
Outstanding. All right, and that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Laura Flushi. She is the Executive Director with the Museum of Design Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for making time to join us. Laura, before we get into it, take a few seconds and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I grew up in Texas in a small town, pursued degrees in art history and archaeology, and then moved to Rome, Italy for 15 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was great, where I taught art history and archaeology to American undergrads and was the assistant dean of an academic program there. And after that, I moved to Atlanta, eager to be part of the museum world and to think about how the arts relate to not just to students, but to everybody, and took a job as associate director at the Museum of Design Atlanta and have since become the executive director.
That is super exciting. What a fantastic background.
It's been an exciting ride so far, so hoping for more.
Yeah, well, welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you.
From Texas and Italy.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about the Museum of Design Atlanta.
MoDA, or the Museum of Design Atlanta, will celebrate its 25th anniversary next year. We were founded originally at the Atlanta as the Atlanta International Museum of Art and Design. And for many, many years, we were downtown housed in various office buildings. Just a few years ago, in 2011, we had the chance to move to the Midtown Arts Quarter, directly across the street from the High Museum. And there we have a wonderful facility where we put on exhibitions and programming that explore design as the connection between creativity and functionality. And we especially like to think about the way design changes our everyday lives and can be used to make the world a better place.
talk a little bit more about this creativity and functionality thing, because that's fascinating to me, because I don't have any skill in that regard whatsoever.
Well, if you think about design, you have to imagine that everything we use every day in our lives is designed in some way or another. And I think what we tend to find in our lives, maybe we don't think about it, is that the things that work best, I see Todd typing on his iPhone here. That's one of the things that most people think works best, that those things often merge functionality. They work really well and intuitively, but at the same time, there's some creativity and some fun, or at least the problems that have to be solved in order to make them work well were solved in a creative way so that a project comes out or an item comes out and is a little different than any phone or any other kind of household everyday item that you might have used is.
So if I were to visit the museum, what's there for me to do and see at the museum?
We are an interesting museum in that we don't have a permanent collection. So what we do is we put up exhibitions 3 to 5 times a year. So every time you come to MoDA, or every few months at MoDA, what we have on exhibition changes completely. Over the course of a year, we try to put up exhibitions that touch on a range of design topics. So, for example, this year, we started off with an exhibition that was about local Georgia designers who design all kinds of things. We moved on to an architecture show about Eero Saarinen, a mid-century architect. Right now, we have up an exhibition called Alternative Voices in Game Design, XYZ Alternative Voices in Game Design, and it's about women as designers of video and other kinds of games. So if you come now, what you'll see, and for the next week or so, what you'll see are lots of computers and the opportunity to play a whole variety of video games that might be a little different from the kinds of games you're used to. We're not talking about necessarily all games that are commercially successful, you know, racing games, shooting games, things like that. But these are different kinds of games that women have had a hand in shaping.
Todd, you mentioned something about the process of design. Mm-hmm. And is there a way, I'm trying to think through, how would you create an exhibit or whatever you would call it to focus on the process of the design as opposed to the design itself?
Well, that's something we try to incorporate in many of our exhibitions so that people get a sense of how the objects in the exhibition came into being. But essentially, we would be looking at the design process as one that has particular stages, that of understanding what kind of problem needs to be solved, because you generally design something to solve a problem or to create something that will help people with their lives or make their lives more enjoyable. And then to start thinking about solutions, so just tossing out lots and lots of different ideas. A good design probably has hundreds that were thrown away. Prototyping the good designs, seeing if they work, and then going on to finesse them and make them work as well as possible. And so that's something we do try to incorporate so that people can understand or get a sense of what it is to be a designer and how particular design problems have been solved over the years.
All right. We'll be back with Laura Flucci after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Laura Flucci, the Executive Director of the Museum of Design Atlanta.
Laura, the current exhibit on game design sounds fascinating. I think my 14-year-old would be very amazed at what's out there that doesn't involve shooting, probably.
Yes.
and I know in the break we were talking about just the vast variety of exhibits that you can bring to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. What are some of your upcoming exhibits that you have planned?
In the middle of September, we're opening an exhibition that's called Barrique Wine Design and Social Change. And it is about it's fascinating. It's about a social project that's happening in central Italy, where there's a residential treatment center for drug addicts. There's about 12 to 1300 people living there at any given time. It's the biggest residential treatment center in Europe. And as a way of treating and rehabilitating these people who've had drug problems, they teach them traditional crafts like woodworking, ironworking, and winemaking. They have a huge winemaking industry there.
Sounds fun,
I know. Yeah, exactly. They they realized that they couldn't use their wine barrels for more than 3 years to age the wine, and so they were ending up with a lot of wood that was being wasted, that was incorporated in the barrels. So they started a design project. They went to a lot of big-name designers like Karim Rashid and Angela Missoni, and they said, if you were going to build something out of, if you were going to create something out of the wood that's from a used wine barrel, what would you create, and would you draw it up for us? And these designers agreed. And then the residents of the treatment center crafted these objects according to their plans. And there are beautiful tables and chairs and swings and shelves and lots of things. And there's such a great story that people are really using their hands, learning design and crafting skills in order to change their lives. So we're going to have about between 35 and 40 objects that were made on view. And we'll also have the story of the treatment center and of this project and the sketches that the designers made. So I think you'll get to see the process really from start to finish. And we hope we'll give you lots of social opportunities to drink wine too.
But that's always an attraction.
That works for me.
Well, Laura, I'm one that came to appreciate the arts later in my life for whatever set of reasons. Who the heck knows? But I think about Moda, and I think about, well, that's clearly something that's in the arts. And yet the story you just told is about, you know, social working and helping addicts. I don't think of that as the arts at all. And we do some interviews of folks in the manufacturing industry. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the things you've said say, wow, I can really get science and engineering wrapped into this whole Moda thing. Is that by design or is that just kind of how it happened?
I think Moda has a lot of interesting opportunities right now, because I think what we're seeing is that in the 21st century, design is the new tool for solving problems. Moda and lots of other organizations in town and across the world are using a process, a methodology called design thinking to solve problems. And what we're seeing is that people are using this way of thinking to solve the problem of how to make a better iPhone, but also to solve the problem of how to get water to people who don't have access to water in Africa, or how to make it easier for us to get up and down 400 here in Atlanta. So design is a great tool that, yes, produces some really beautiful objects that I think we all know and appreciate, but it also is a tool that can be used to make every aspect of our lives better. And that's something we really like to focus on at Moda, to see how design works in that way for us.
Oh, well, Laura, this has just been a fascinating conversation. Unfortunately, we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Moda?
Moda is located at 1315 Peachtree Street, just across the street from the High Museum, so stop in and see us. But you can go to our website, which is www.museumofdesign.org, and see a calendar of events and get all kinds of information.
Laura Flushi, the Executive Director of the Museum of Design Atlanta. Laura, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much. It's been fun.
I second that. All right, well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Brian Milbrett, Tom Shipsky, Laura Flushi, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schneck. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.